It's a pleasure to bring you Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer's popular comedian and the star of our early cigarette program, Red Skelton.
Thank you very much, and good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and thanks to Radio Mirror for that wonderful write-up, and to Walter Winchell. He had me tonight, too. It was good.
Well, Red, what's news?
Huh?
What's news?
Oh, I got a letter about that wish.
Guy says, I wish she'd cut it out.
No kidding, the guy was driving home the other night, almost wrecked his car. He said he was listening to the program, and he thought all four tires blew out of You know, Mr. Raleigh gets mad when I kid like this. Last week I got a telegram from him in Louisville, you know.
Well, was it anything serious?
Serious. The Western Union boy that delivered the message brought along an extra cap in case I wanted to go to work.
Well, you don't have to worry, Red.
No, I don't have to worry.
Your I Dude It game is getting to be a new national pastime.
Yeah, the game will help me out.
I must get one for my little boy, Ricky.
Yeah.
What do they sell the games for, Red?
What do they sell the games for?
That's what I ask, yes.
Well, I don't know, Mr. O'Connor. Maybe it's because they make more money that way.
That's a brilliant question, isn't it, huh?
Oh, Red, speaking of games, didn't we have a wonderful time at the ice hockey game last week?
Yeah, I get a big kick out of that. Sitting up in the stand watching those fellas knock each other all over that ice. Boy, that's for me.
You mean you'd like to play?
No, sit up in the stand and watch them.
Well, those ice hockey players are really rough, aren't they?
Yeah, they're just California drivers on ice skates. Hey, you know what? A good California pedestrian could walk right through a hockey game and never look up from his racing form.
Well, you know, it's strange to see an ice hockey game in Hollywood. I wonder where they get all that ice.
Yes, it would. Huh? Would you mind repeating that question again? I'm dying to win a box of Snickers.
Yes, I'll repeat, but I repeat one time and one time only.
Hey, you know, I get a kick out of that guy on the radio. He says, I will say this one time and one time only. Ma says to Paul, how do you all? And y'all says to Paul, ha 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 ha. Then he says, I'm sorry, I'm afraid you'll find it was Ma says to Paul, ha ha ha. But give that man a box of retread bubble gum, let him blow out. You know, those quiz masters, they're always so kind, you know. They sound so... You can put it down. We're not going to read it anyway. Those quiz masters, they always sound so kind. They say, oh, I'm so sorry. And down deep in their heart, they're saying, oh, you stupid bum. You know? You only knew what goes on in this business.
Well, I wonder where they get all that ice.
Oh, we're going back to that again, huh? Well, now, I know this is an imposition, but would you build that joke up again, please?
I wonder where they find all the ice in California to play hockey.
They just don't light the smudge pots for a couple of days. Maybe Florida will take those posters down of me. It says, wanted, dead or alive.
Listen. That jet of fresh, pure moisture stands for the new, all-new Rolly 903 cigarette. It's moisturized to stay fresh longer. It's moisturized to taste better. It's moisturized to smoke milder. Smoke this new modern Rolly 903. See for yourself that it's far better than any cigarette ever made before because it's moisturized by the revolutionary new 903 process. The greatest advance in cigarette making in 25 years. It's the new, all-new Rolly 903.
And remember this about the new moisturized Rolly 903. Medical science offers proof positive. No other leading cigarette gives less nicotine, less throat-irritating tars.
Smokers, follow the lead of Hedy Lamarr, star of the new film, Dishonored Lady. Smoke the new, moisturized Rolly 903. It's so much smoother, richer, better tasting. A new blend, new freshness, new taste. You'll see the number 903 on the government stamp. This Rolly 903 is new. All new. It's moisturized.
Anita Ellis sings, "I Can't Help Loving That Man of Mine."
Fish gotta swim, birds gotta fly. I gotta love one man till I die. Can't help loving that man of mine. Tell me he's
Skelton Scrapbook of Satire. We're not good, boy. We're loud. Chapter 1, Careless Driving.
Willie, be careful.
Oh, shut up. I'm driving this thing, if you don't mind.
Well, then, get out of the back seat.
Yeah. Hey, we must be getting into town. The pedestrians are getting a little trickier here.
Oh, Willie, watch out. There's a roadblock in the middle of the road.
Oh, no, there ain't.
Yes, there is.
Oh, no, there ain't.
Oh, yes, there is.
There ain't now. Can you be so stupid, huh?
Stupid?
Yeah.
Oh, Willie, don't you love me?
Sure, I love you. I think you're the most beautiful woman in the world. And I bet you hate me for saying that, don't you?
Oh, why should I hate you?
You told me one time that you couldn't stand a liar.
You certainly have changed. Yeah. When you first started courting me, you always used to bring me flowers.
Yeah, because I thought you was dead.
There's a car pulling out in front of you. Be careful.
A roadhog. A California roadhog. I'll beat that roadhog. Yeah, I sliced a little bacon off of it.
Yourself that way?
Well, you don't have to look so happy about it, you know.
You hear that?
Yeah. The police is coming.
Okay, pull over.
Now, I think there's going to be a little trouble, so keep your big nose out of this.
Well, my nose isn't so big.
Oh, no? How come you have to part it in the middle to see your face, huh?
Good evening, friends. Sure. Didn't you see us signaling you at that intersection back there?
Yes, sir.
Yeah? I might say that you're the only thing I missed all night.
Have you any idea how fast you were driving, Bug?
Well, my speedometer reads zero. That's after it goes all the way around.
You're going 85. Sure. I don't think you even know how to drive.
Oh, yes, I do.
You know where the brake is?
Yeah, I know where the brake is.
Where is it?
In the repair shop.
Look, don't you realize you're endangering your life speeding in a knocked-out jalopy like this?
Yeah, but I'm going to get me a new one, you know. I'm going to sit in one of them limericks. My favorite brunette will be old and gray before Bob Hope gives me a Chevrolet.
What is this?
This is a 46 model I'm driving. It's right on the registration card there. 1846.
I suppose you have an alibi for being in such a hurry.
Yes, I have, officer. I'm hurrying home because I'm a very sick man. This world ain't long for me.
You're sick, eh? Yeah. What's the matter with you?
Haven't been able to breathe for a month.
Oh, come now. How can you live without breathing?
I don't know. Got a lot of willpower, I guess.
Let me see your driver's license.
Right there it is.
Wait a second. This isn't a driver's license. That's a dog license.
I also drive a Greyhound bus.
How come you don't have a driver's license?
Because they don't give them for driving on the sidewalk, that's why.
Only a jerk could drive on the sidewalk.
Well, now you know.
Say, what's your name?
Puddin' Tame. Ask me again, I'll tell you the same. Tattooed right there on my forehead, you ought to know.
Oh.
No.
Willie Lumplump.
Willie Lumplump, your name. Willie Lumplump. Here on my driving permit.
Say... It says here, not valid unless wearing glasses. Where's the glasses?
Every time I put them on the license, they fall off.
You're supposed to wear them, dope. Now, let's see here.
I didn't get it at rehearsal, though.
Say, your face looks awfully wrinkled in this picture of you.
That's not my picture. That's my thumbprint.
On top of speeding, do you realize you were weaving all over the street?
Yeah.
And you didn't have your lights on?
And he has no license plate.
And no registration card? I'm
practically a pedestrian, ain't I?
Does this car belong to you?
Yep. Three more payments and I drive it in the daytime. Four more payments and I'm only 2 years behind.
I'll have to give you a ticket for speeding.
Mighty neighborly.
And here's another for going through a stoplight.
It's not over.
Another for making a left turn without a signal.
You may run into somebody else.
And another ticket for arguing with an officer.
Well, you just give me those tickets, and I'll show you what I'm going to do with them. There, delinquent. I ain't going to help you pick them up, either.
Willie, now you'll be arrested and thrown in jail, and with this drive on, you'll get 5 days.
Don't go giving them ideas, will
you? Well, officer, what are you going to do with him?
I'd like to punch him.
You and who else?
Just me, myself, and I.
Oh, ganging up on me, huh?
You know, it's a good thing I'm an officer.
Yeah?
For 2 cents, I'd punch you in the nose.
Oh, you would. Let me out of this car. I got 2 cents. Here. Now, I dare you to punch me in the nose.
Oh, pipe down.
Go ahead, punch me. I dare you. Go ahead. I double dare
you. Oh, you do it.
Well, don't I get a receipt?